There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
But I am more interested in this conversation about the roster, because I feel like we went into the year with, this is the best roster in football, because it was last year, in most opinions. I know they didn't win the Super Bowl, but we thought roster, if I could take any roster in the NFL, hell, that's a fantasy team right there with the 49ers and all their first rounders and trade acquisitions and high priced guys at every position and all of that. Like, we all thought that. And then we came back and we watched a bunch of little things. I would say death by paper cuts, and then one real actual deep cut, which is the offensive player of the year being so far out for the year. But in addition to McCaffrey, the idea that Greenlaw was going to turn into Devondre Campbell, the idea that Eric Armstead was going to turn into question marks, the idea that Javon Hargrave goes out for the year, the idea that Charvarius Ward has played horrible and not looked healthy at any point, that Debo has missed a game, that George has missed a game, and on and on. Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams both not being at full strength at the start of the year. And we took all of that info and continued with, this is the best roster in the NFL. It's a fantasy squad. Is it? Is it? Should we be, and again, this is not an excuse, this is not to pass anyone. The Niners put this roster together. If you signed Devondre Campbell to be the replacement for Dre Greenlaw, that appears to have been a mistake. So I'm not like creating a lane for a pass, but is this roster really what we've cracked it up to be for the last few months?
Well, it should be, and it should have been, but it's not. And I'm thinking about back in July when the NFL or NFL.com came out with their top 100 players, and the Niners had more players on that list than any other team in football. Christian McCaffrey was number 3 on the list. He's yet to play. He's got bilateral Achilles tendonitis. Trent Williams is number 7. Trent held out. Trent has been less than he normally is. Fred Warner was number 11. Fred Warner played last week with some sort of an injury. He's been limited. I would imagine he's going to be about 70 or 75% again tomorrow. He's been very, very good. He's been very much the 11th best player in football, if not more. George Kittle was number 14. He missed a game. Bosa was number 27. He's been mostly very good, but he's been all alone. Brock Purdy was number 28, and he's been very good for the most part. Debo was number 30. Debo had a pretty quiet game last week. Ayuk was number 66. It took him 2 games, maybe more, to get ramped up. looks like he's ready now to roll. Dre Greenlaw was number 76. He hasn't played. So when we talk about the roster, you have to look at no CMC, no Greenlaw. Trent has been a little bit less than what we wanted.
Yep.
And then the depth pieces, you talked about Campbell. He hasn't been great. The interior defensive line has not replaced Eric Armstead very well. Javon Hargrave has gone out now. And the roster depth has not been as good as what we thought that it would be. And you got down to some tight spots. And some of that depth is the reason why you've lost games.
Yeah. Like I look at this Niner team now, and as we start to assess some of those spots that we didn't know about, I know what happened in our brain. At least I can speak for mine. You go in with optimism that because of other good players around them, these new guys will fill in and at least be 85% of who they're replacing, right? We didn't know what Leonard Floyd was going to look like. I'd argue, that's not terrible, but it's not like as exciting as you wanted it to be. The interior was already a question. Now it's an even bigger one. You go to the linebacker position, you're like, oh, okay, there's no Dre Greenlaw. Well, he's really good. But whoever it's going to be is going to be next to Fred Warner. Hell, all you really need is like a good professional running back. And so they go get a veteran who has looked good before, and it's been a disaster. And then Hufanga is still out. And you go, well, you dealt with that for a good portion of last year, and it was mostly fine. But you think about some things that changed there. Gibson is not on the team anymore. Was he great? I don't know, but he was a professional. He was someone who could hold it together out there, and he's gone. And you hand it over to Jair Brown, and he's gotten toasted a few times. And then Malik Mustafa is thrown in there, and he's a freaking rookie.
Yep.
He's super talented, but he's a rook, and he's going to make mistakes. And Jordan Mason, I'm not going to come down on him for fumbling. Christian McCaffrey's had some huge fumbles in moments recently. Gee, can you think of any?
Yeah, the Super Bowl.
You know what I mean? So, I'm not going to come down on any of the guys, but the idea in our brains that this was just going to carry over and look the same in September was probably a quirk of our brains.
Yes, but at the same time, and I will lean on your should be 4-1 ideology for this, even with all these backups, you have a couple of plays, a couple of moments where if the plays were made by younger players and some like Devondre Campbell with a PI against the Rams, fine. And a fumble from Jordan Mason, I get that. And you've got, a fumble from Garendo on a kickoff and all these little mistakes. If these little mistakes don't happen, you very well could be 4-1. And we're all looking at this in a different way. So I think that you're right about the roster. We look at the roster and I'm looking at Jair Brown and Talanoa Hufanga, who both might be out. Hufanga will be out.
Yep,
Jair Brown might be out. So now your secondary is going to be Mustafa and Odom as your safeties. Renardo Green's going to play more. And you've got Charvarius Ward, who's already a little bit compromised, it seems.
He's questionable, too.
Right. You've got Demo Lenore, who's been fantastic, but you're going up against a team that has three really good wide receivers, and you start to wonder about that matchup, and a defensive front that only got two quarterback hits on Kyler Murray and one sack. Bosa had a pick, but your defense right now looks to be a little bit ramshackle. It looks to be a little bit in tatters, and I know that Seattle's playing their third game in 10 days, and you're playing your third in 11, so it's a little bit of a crapshoot, and you start to wonder, what if they lose this game? Not that they will lose, and I'll have my official pick tomorrow, but if you fall to 2-4, 0-4 in the conference, 0-3 in the division, Kansas City looming off a bye, Dallas looming off a bye, you start to think about worst-case scenarios a little bit.
Oh, they have to win tomorrow. I won't say the phrase because you can say it. No, because you roll off your chair and start firing around the office and throwing things off walls.
Whatever.
And you're right. It's not a must win.
Oh, God. There it is.
No, it's not.
No, there it is.
But it's not.
But now I'm mad.
But you can't be because I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, never mind.
It's not
okay.
A must win.
I take it back.
Because they're
I'm angry, Jeff. That's awesome.
It is. It's awesome. And they're allowed to come back and beat the Chiefs and Cowboys. I checked. It's within the rules.
Okay.
So it's not a must win, but I feel very, very comfortable in saying that the way that I said it. They've got to win this game. They have got to win this game tomorrow. Don't get schnookered by the records. Seattle equals not good. They are not good. They are not good enough to hold supposedly who you want to be down, considering the urgency that you're clearly putting on the game. The Niners are all over the locker room yesterday going, it's not a must win, but we're treating it like that. They know 0-3 in the division, 0-4 in the conference, Mahomes on a plane. Are you kidding me? You have got to win this game.
Yeah. Yeah. And you ultimately should win this game.
Well, I should comes later, doesn't it?
Well, you should be 4-1.
I just see, but that's looking backward.
Right.
They should be 4-1 because they outplayed those teams for the majority of those games and then gagged it. And so you earned your, like, I don't, that's why I don't do deserve. You deserve what you got.
Exactly. But and you are won. What your record says you
but
are.
But you should have won.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.